Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for sea and get underway. Let's do it for the sake of the kids.
We've all heard this saying, which translates into putting our kids first when it comes to spending time and financial resources.
This opens up opportunities serving markets that serve kids. And one of these dominant markets are youth sports.
The youth sports market is booming, such as for tennis, cheerleading, flag football, floor hockey, lacrosse, volleyball, and more.
To talk about the youth sports market today is Joshua Jacobs, who founded the franchise TGA Premier Golf in 2003.
Joshua has a wealth of experience on the market and knows how a home-based entrepreneur can thrive serving kids in youth sports.
So, greetings, Joshua Jacobs. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hey, thanks for coming on our show.
Okay, so you're welcome. How's it going out in L.A.?
It's sunny and warm today, as usual.
We always talk about people's inspirational views, so you're kind of overlooking the runway at LAX?
I am. On top of the sports love that I have, it's also an aviation love. So every office I've had always overlooks a runway or gets to see planes take off and land.
There must be something inspirational with seeing an airplane take off to go someplace. So looks like a cool view.
It's always, you always get some fun ones. We get Air Force One from time to time, and get some military planes coming through here. So good opportunity to plane spot.
All right. Well, thanks for connecting in today.
Well, Joshua Jacobs, let's get to know you better. Briefly, can you tell us about your personal startup journey in launching the TGA franchise?
Absolutely. So we started in 2003 in the LA area, launching after-school programs and youth camps for students ages 3 all the way to 13. We started getting calls from around the country asking us how to do this. It was kind of an anomaly, especially with golf. So we franchised in 2007, as you mentioned, TGA Premier Golf. And then we realized and honed a model, much like how Amazon does it, where they realized they were selling books, but then they realized they had a distribution platform. With us, what we realized is we created a delivery system for youth sports, and we had unique programs in the sense that we were bringing them to schools and community centers, churches and temples, and the model surrounded that, and we had data. So then we were able to transition them to the next step from introductory programs to recreational programs. We partnered with the USTA to add tennis in 2012. And then we did some work recently with the United States Olympic Committee in 2016 and 17 and launched 6 more sports, some of them that you mentioned when you first started.
So it sounds like, you know, you had a good way to get into it where you actually kind of pulled into the market and that you saw the demand out there. But you've also been very strategic with managing growth over the long term, over a decade and a half, to slowly build on your success and capitalize it and expand into related markets.
Yeah, we were very fortunate that it started with golf. You know, I believe that in business, you got to have a little bit of luck, a little bit of skill, and you got to work really hard. So for us, we started with golf, and there's such a void. I mean, even to this day, there are very few programs that bring golf into the community rather than having the community come to a golf course. So we're unique that we bring it to the masses. So I think if we had maybe started with the mainstream sports, we probably wouldn't be where we are today and have created that model, that delivery system. But yeah, we've honed it over the last 15 years. We've incorporated education concepts into our program. So we have STEAM. We're one of the few youth sports programs that incorporate STEAM. We become an extension of the classroom. And it really seems like it's a hit for both the educators, the parents, as well as the kids.
Well, sounds like it's been a good growth journey. Well, you know, getting into business is all about overcoming barriers. What are some of the barriers to entry for a youth sports and participation business?
I think the barriers to entry for youth sports are time, transportation, and cost. You know, everyone, there's so many choices as well that kids and parents have these days. So many activities, so many things online. To get a kid into sports, you really got to have wonderful coaches. You really got to have great coaches. Kids bond to people. They don't bond to programs. So if you have great coaches, the kids are going to bond to them. They're going to stay in your programs over time. But the parents do bond to brands. So if you have a good product, and especially with ours, 70% of our kids have never played sports before or never played that sport. So it gives us that opportunity to really impact their journey. And parents are going to follow that, especially, like I said, if they have a great experience. So it gives us that opportunity to take them to that next level.
So like most in most businesses, the people are key. And I bet they sometimes run into some challenges coaching some of those parents. Let the kids play and let me coach.
Coach, parents can always be overbearing. We know that. They're kind of on top of the kids these days. But if you kind of just let them have fun and really – their skill and their aptitude really does come out if they have an opportunity through a curriculum that lets them thrive.
Now, do you need experience playing a particular sport to be successful in that business, or do you just need to know how to teach the sport?
That's a great question. So our franchises, if they have skills managing people, they have a passion for sports, they have a passion for their community, there's really a great opportunity for them to succeed in our business. Having experience in that sport certainly gives them that opportunity to train their coaches, but we in our model, we have opportunities where they don't need to, and we have a ton of resources for them behind the scenes where they can do all their training online and give a little bit in person by shadowing classes. Again, certainly an opportunity if they have that experience, and we see a lot of our franchise owners have played those sports, but we also have a lot of franchise owners who haven't played sports that they've acquired under our system.
I can imagine some ways it could get kind of tricky in that, you know, it's not so much the business specialization, maybe you know how to operate a business where you get some people that are interested in the sport just because they played the sport, but their business, you know, their business acumen might need a little coaching there. So, you know, I could see, you know, you're in a fun business that people would, you know, have an interest in just because it ties in with hobbies and all. So there'd be a lot of challenges there too.
Yeah, we've really tried to create a lifestyle business. And I think when you look at home businesses, it is a lifestyle business. It's what you want to make of it. It's the time that you want to put into it. We like to say that, I always like to say, we're going to build the house for you. We're going to put in the walls, but ultimately you get to decorate it the way you want. And as we all know, people will gravitate towards their passions. So if somebody has a passion for, let's say, you know, the country club sports, golf and tennis, then they're probably going to gravitate towards those and build those up faster than the other sports that we have to offer or impact kids in the community greater at the sports that they love or have experience in, for sure.
Let's talk a little bit more about the youth sports. You know, why are youth sports gravitating away from early sports specialization, and how does this open up opportunity in a youth sports business?
Well, I think they're gravitating. Number one, there was a great article in Time magazine, if people haven't read that, about how youth sports is becoming a $2 billion industry. And it's mainly
You said $2 billion? $2 billion as in a B?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, if you got to read that article, a fascinating article, front page of Time magazine, the whole thing. Yeah, really, really interesting stuff.
Cool.
Oh, sorry, are we on?
We're just talking about early sports specialization. I got dazzled on the money figure there, you know, and how does that opens up opportunity in a youth sports business? You know, the early sports specialization, gravitating away from early sports specialization.
Yeah, it's on a number of fronts. First of all, the sheer cost that we're seeing these kids at a very young age get plucked out by coaches who, even if they have a resemblance of any kind of talent, they're kind of preying on these kids and saying, hey, come, let's do private lessons starting at $100 an hour, where these kids really need to build up their athletic skills. It's unbelievable where you see a six-year-old training with a highly skilled athlete who wants to get this kid a college scholarship. It happens, but it just doesn't happen that often. There's injuries that they're prone to if you specialize in only one sport. You're not really building the athlete. And then what you're also starting to see is the proof is in the pudding. A lot of these athletes in college and even professional athletes are coming out and saying that they played multiple sports and growing up multiple sports in high school. So creating that all-around athlete is really key. And that kind of bodes well for what we've done, right? So it's if you can give that school or that location an array of introductory options for these kids to participate in, I think that they're going to be that much better off in the long run of their sports career.
That's good connection.
What exactly makes the franchise model specifically attractive for a home business, and in particular for operating a youth sports business?
So I think that for us, we're really queuing in on people who are passionate about sports, passionate about their community. their type A personality, they're outgoing. I mean, you've got to be in order to really energize a coaching staff, to energize customers and really stay on top of customer service. At the ages that we're working in, these parents, they want everything because everything is new for them. So they want things to be right in front of them and transparent. They're learning new things just like the kids are. We have student handbooks that we give out to every single kid. The parents say they learn as much about the sport doing that, reading those as the kids do. So for us, it's making sure that we have the right fit. And then I would say that for any youth sports business, you really have to have a passion for kids. You have to have a passion for the sports that you're going into. And that's what's going to make it successful. You know, our motto is sports change lives. And if you're not prepared to do that, especially for the younger kids, then you probably shouldn't be in a youth sports business.
Well, Sonny, you know, the franchise model comes with a lot of discipline and a lot of organization, a lot of structure, and you have to cover a lot of bases early on in youth sports. So I guess that's a good connection there to make sure that you're, you know, meeting the demands right off the bat, because it does have a lot of visibility, particularly with the parents who are bringing the kids in to participate.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge with everything that's out there. All of the choices that kids and parents have, getting them to focus on sports is, as we all know, is more difficult now with the devices that these kids have, all of the content that's on TV and other web-based applications. So really making sure that they're staying active, getting them outside, keeping, you know, just making sure exercise is prevalent in their lives. That is going to be the key to a healthier environment for us here in the United States and beyond moving forward. And I feel as though youth sports is a great opportunity to start that trend.
I'm wondering, any of those coaches have to tell those kids to put their phone down?
not at the age that we specialize in. I think we're really focused on the elementary school kids, but once you get to middle school, you do get into that a little bit.
Okay, well, you know, each type of business requires a certain unique set of skills. What skills are the most important, you know, to maximize success in a youth sports business?
I think if you want to scale, if you're going to be part of a youth sports business, it's going to be beyond you as a coach. If you're going to be able to scale your business throughout a community, you have to be able to manage and motivate people and coaches, because you're basically trying to clone yourself. And so managing people, you know, being great at HR is key. Certainly sales, having that outgoing personality, same thing goes with the marketing, because you're trying to energize people who have never done something before in some cases, especially if you're working at the introductory level, which is really the least sexy level. Most of the money that you're seeing, that $2 billion Time article that was written about youth sports, that's really in the competitive level of sports. But if you're going to have a home-based lifestyle business, you're really focusing on the introductory and recreational level. And so outgoing personality, sales, marketing, HR, and then, you know, like you said, with the franchise, we've got the operations behind it. So it gives people the opportunity to put their personality stamp on the business.
So it sounds like a key point there is leverage, being able to kind of replicate yourself at home-based. And the franchise model helps you to do that, to kind of create these little widgets and leverage your time then.
Absolutely. We've created efficiencies in the HR portals that we have, so that the coaches know exactly what they're going to be teaching, exactly the personality that they're going to try to bring to the table, what parents gravitate towards. Because in the end, if they're not getting kids into their programs and increasing retention and keeping kids coming back, then the coaches really don't have opportunities to continue on as well. So it's really a team effort between the franchise and the coaches that they hire, as well as the franchise being able to use the efficiencies and the motivation that the model presents.
Joshua Jacobs, this has been a wonderful discussion on the youth sports market. Do you have any final points you'd like to share?
No, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on our show today.
Yeah, boy, the youth sports market is booming, and it's a big opportunity for home-based entrepreneurs who have an interest in sports and helping their community and helping kids. Well, Joshua Jacobs, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
To learn more about Joshua Jacobs and his TGA franchise, visit playtga.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.